The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. You know what that music means. It means it's time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only at 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. You can email us at studio at WTK.com. Before we get to the excerpt from the Michigan Recruiting Insider podcast, which is up in full over on the MichiganInsider.com right now, want to send a shout out to the newest commitment to the University of Michigan. He is from the 2023 class. He is an Ann Arbor Huron guy. Ann Arbor Huron kicker Adam Samaha.
Pretty familiar last name there, Sam.
Yeah. His dad is Waleed Samaha, who you guys know. He worked for Michigan for a time. Now Waleed's back over at Huron doing great things. It's a great year on the field for Huron as well. And the young fella was the number one kicker, or is the number one kicker in the 2023 class. I mean, this is Bama was on this guy. Bama was on this kid. And he got offered by Michigan, and it always seemed likely, extremely likely, that he would choose the Maize and Blue. But dad and mom, they said, we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to look around. We're going to see what other schools have to say and have to offer. Bama being probably the most prominent of those schools, but ultimately wanted to stay home and literally not just stay home in state, but stay home in Ann Arbor and kick for the Maize and Blue. He is Brandon Kornblue's number one prospect, number one kicking prospect in the 2023 class. So congratulations to Adam. Congratulations to the family and Waleed. Happy for you guys as that young fella is now committed to the Wolverines. Now let's get to this excerpt from the Michigan Recruiting Insider, talking about this big visit weekend for the Maize and Blue. So talking about Zeke Berry and Deion Walker.
I feel that way about the West Coast visitors. Can wows turn into W's on the recruiting trail? And so I'm going to sort of dig back into the last podcast, dig back into that bag and go right back and say, man, I'm feeling really good, close to crystal ball level with Zeke Berry, guys. Zeke Berry coming on this official visit to Michigan. It's his last one. He had been saving it for the Wolverines. This is a Michigan-Oregon battle, and one that you could understand why Oregon folks would be confident in. Oregon has proximity. Kids said, hey, my family wouldn't have to travel far. But what I can tell you, Steve, is his family are very, very close with his brother. His mom, I do not think that they are, I don't think that they're like, hey, we want you close. You know how a lot of the families, they don't want their babies to leave far from home. I don't think that's the case here. I don't think that they are pushing that he go to the closest option. As a matter of fact, you ask me, I think family is leaning Michigan. So if this visit goes well and you see a – I'm just waiting on a sign from the visit, Steve. If I get a good sign from the visit, I'm going crystal ball Zeke Berry. Like I said to you last time, though, I can't put in a crystal ball for a guy who hasn't seen the school yet. If he had been on a visit already, this crystal ball would have been in a while ago. But his first time is if they have the kind of visit experience here that guys typically do when they come to Michigan, I'm on a crystal ball in Michigan.
I was trying to think. There was one guy. He didn't even commit to Michigan. There was a kid out of California, Marcus Baugh at tight end. You guys remember him? Mm-hmm. Committed to Ohio State, sight unseen. The difference with that one is his first visit to Columbus, I believe, was when he enrolled. Like, he didn't see it once. So it's just, right? It's like, that never happens. So I'm with you all the way. I mean, it's as positive as things could be trending, you got to wait to see before he's actually there. It's not as if he doesn't have any other big time schools that are also recruiting him still. But what did another guy that's emerged as a really important potential target for them, just because we don't know what's going to happen with the Damani Jackson situation. We think we know how that could go if Michigan can pull it out on Saturday. But even with that, you know, having Zeke Berry as a guy that really could fill a lot of different roles in their defensive backfield, depending on how they want to use him, really is would almost kind of become the glue guy in that secondary class. And I mean that in the most positive way, as far as, you know, like I said, could throw him in at nickel, could throw him in at corner. I mean, he's a top 100 prospect for us for a reason. And as a guy, you said Brandon Huffman, absolutely. He can move up even further if he has a good, if he's at the Army game and has a good week and stuff, you know? So really a guy, again, Michigan's quietly been a factor here for a while. And if there's one program in California that I would want this kid to go to, if I thought it was going to give Michigan a better shot, it's Concord De La Salle. Like I said, a couple times before, they've had such a good relationship with that program. Their staff is very comfortable sending kids to play for Michigan. You know, even like a Devin Asiasi, he had to come back, but that was not a bad move or anything like that. I mean, he really liked it. There's a lot of mutual respect there. And so big time target.
Yeah, man. And a guy who could, like you said, so versatile, so athletic. I mean, reminds me, and I said this before with his versatility, a bit of RJ Moten. He's like a cross between RJ. He's right in between RJ Moten and Dax. He's not, I mean, you're not going to find many athletes who are like Dax, a Dax level athlete. He's just, you know, on another level, but right there in between. Cause I think that Zeke is faster than RJ Moten. RJ is bigger, right? You know, RJ could be a linebacker if he wanted to. But I think that the kind of physicality that you see from Zeke is similar. I think that, you know, I think that the range is a little bit longer because I think his foot speed, I think he's a step faster. I think that he is a guy that, as I said last time, very adept on the blitz. The difference is, I think that they're going to make whoever gets him, whether it's Michigan or Oregon, but certainly if it's Michigan, they're going to make an effort to put the ball in his hands too, though, because he is a playmaker with the ball in his hands. And that is something that they've talked to him about. I think it's part of the appeal of Michigan. It's a matter of if they have an outstanding visit. If they do, being lucky, that's the guy that I am on the hook, and I'm not going to forget. If that visit goes like I think it will, look out for a crystal ball from me. All right, so now that brings us to another couple of very interesting visitors, right? Deion Walker and Damani Jackson. Two guys, we've talked about these guys longer than any other guys that we're going to mention on this podcast, right? So let's start off with Deion Walker. Bryce, this is, I think every visit that they get Deion Walker on campus for is a big one. So he made it to campus for the Indiana game, right? And I think it was important not just for him to make it, but, you know, you want people in his circle. And so Michigan, I think, has really been making an effort with his coaches at Cass, in particular his position coach at Cass, who had been on campus here recently. I think that's important because I think he has a really big role, really big voice in this. And then getting with the parents. Look, they have an all-staff recruiting blitz. This is now you're getting into the FaceTime with the families, right? You're getting in homes, right? That is coming up for Michigan with Deion Walker. And it's going to be a pivotal one, Bryce. So anytime they can get him on campus, every time they can be in person with the mom and the dad and the kid, that is crucial for Michigan in this recruitment.
So he came up, we're talking about Snifkin, he came up for one of the basketball games with a bunch of his teammates there. I know, Sam, you spotted the Cass Tech group at the latest Michigan basketball game. So that's one sign. And the second sign that I recently reported on was, you know, back in October, Sam, when we were freezing in the rain watching him play against King. I don't know if you remember that game. That took forever.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I talked to him, and I said, you know, what's your plans going forward with visits? And he said, with Michigan, I want to get back to Michigan. And with the Ohio State game, obviously, I want to see that. That's going to be the biggest game of the year for sure. But I'm probably going to make an unofficial visit. He said, you know, the coaches have talked to me about it's not a huge deal, you know, if you take official just because you're so close. You can always take unofficials to Michigan because the distance. Well, now he recently told me he's thinking about making that official visit. So I think that's very significant and important because I think Michigan now is saying, you know, these other schools are really making a strong push and they're making a strong impression. Like Georgia, he took official visit to this past week and they did a great job with him. I know he is a take, I'm pretty sure, for the Bulldogs. And they wouldn't have had him up there, I don't think, if he was a take. You know, and you can't count out Kentucky, who's done a fabulous job with him as well, recruiting him. He will be back at Kentucky December 10th to the 12th for official. So with him, I think getting this official is crucial because, one, they're going to be able to roll out the red carpet. They're going to be able to wine and dine him, show him things that maybe he hasn't seen. I know he's been there so many times, but official visit is different from unofficial. He can get more one-on-one time. He can see kind of where Michigan sees him fitting in and just more of the feel of the campus and being around more of the players. I know he has strong relationships with guys on the current team like Raheem Anderson, Rashawn Benny, you know, and those guys have been working on him to stay home as well. So I have my crystal ball pick on Michigan. I don't know if I have yet because I've been bad with the crystal ball stuff like you have, Sam. If I haven't, I would have lowered it by now. I don't feel as confident, but at the same time, I'm not planning on switching that pick off Michigan at this moment. Michigan, I still feel, has great relationships. He has, like I said, on the team with the staff. He calls Steve Klingscale one of his good uncles. He's like, I really connect with him. That's a guy I really love. Ron Bellamy, Mike Hart, all these guys. And at the same time, too, they are also selling him on, again, like Kenneth Grant. We don't have guys like Deion Walker on the current roster, you know? And so you have the ability to not only come in, but compete and play potentially early. And so I think that's really intriguing for him as well. But again, this is one that's going to go on till the early signing period, all the way up to signing day. And Michigan, they got to keep pushing if they want to keep him home. So we'll see what happens as well. But I wouldn't take my pick off Michigan quite yet.
You can listen to that in its entirety over on the MichiganInsider.com or wherever you get your podcast, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, you name it. And we got a lot coming, a lot of intel heading into the weekend. There's going to be a lot of intel coming out of the weekend. And now's the time to get in over at the MichiganInsider.com because Jess went live on Black Friday. He went live at midnight, 75% off an annual subscription. It does not get any better just in time as things are about to heat up. So for, I mean, I say pennies a day. Pennies a day. This deal will not last long. So if you've been sitting on the hook, waiting to jump in for the great deal, this is the best deal of the year. I promise you it will not get any better than this over at the MichiganInsider.com. 75% off an annual subscription over at the MichiganInsider.com right now. So don't wait. You got to get to a break. Back on the other side with our resident legal expert and insider, Joe Simon from the law offices of Joseph A. Simon. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.